it was a comic. So he was allowed, let's say, he was a comic, so he has to be a comic of the people then. Now, this is, in the Havamin assumed that Joyniki can also be the town. So then this is says, no, you can't say comic for you. But if the law had been that you can do mitam yourself the meaningful, then it would be alright. But even if the law had been that you can do mitam yourself to meaningful, so who could be mitam? Which training? Only the shisha training. Only the shisha training. So who are the shisha training? So let's say, so one of the shisha training is libnei, in other words. Libnei libite. So your father can be mitam. So in other words, so when Jesus says you can't say kohen goyim, so it means if the kohen was the husband of the tveres, so the male is the father of the fetus, so he's a child. But even though he was the father of the fetus, but there is a special person also that to him, to even the father cannot be mitam yusam.
Couldn't it be his child who needs burial? And if he wanted to see, he has to look whether it's a real child to bury it. And therefore he could be Mitami himself.
I mean, this was the Shiloh.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if that was the Shiloh that he had to pass him, so why did he tell the sheep of first to drop off?
Maybe his wife told him.
And then they tell him, all right, listen, I mean, his wife. Why should you build pyramids? You see, okay.
It's the nature of a woman to have such hysterica.
But some are trying, you see, there is a machlokes Hashem. Actually, there is a machlokes between the Ramah, the child I had in one of the times. So, there is a machlokes between the Ramah and the Mogavo, in the Hilchas Yom. In other words, whether a leifu requires kura out of him or not. Whether a leifu requires kura. So the Ramah shita is that a leifu doesn't require. A leifu doesn't require. And the Mogavom is ready. And the Mogavom says he does require. And actually, there is a machlokes b'shemim, and in stone, in pshat, in gemara, further, he needed. You look up after b'shemim, nearly the Rashbot, the Ramban, the Ritvot, the Ram, you'll see there is a machlokes b'shemim. Took shot in that dinner. The Gemara says, it's the Mishnah says that in Bobam and Beis, the Baba Mishnah, there are two Mishnahs on that one. But the Baba Mishnah, the very Baba. So he says, Beisakmei shel kusi. Beisakmei shel kusi means a bais. The use the kusi. I mean, the kusi did not believe in Torah Shabbatay, but they had certain extra chumras. So the kusiyes, the women, the kusiyes. So when they were in Nidor, they used to use a special room. They used to use a special room. B'nei Nidos. So that's called the Beisak Kusi, the Beisak Mei Shokusi. The Beisak Mei Shokusi, of course, after being there is no such thing, it's a ridiculous thing. I mean, that a woman, while she's a leader, should stay in a special room. I mean, it's ridiculous. But the Kusi had such a presence. So Beisak Mei Shokusi, Mitamim Be'er, the Amitamim Be'er. In other words, if somebody enters the Beisak Mei, the basic names of Kusim, where the leader is. Stay there. So he's coming. He's talking. Why? We play Shehem. Kingdom Shamasanko. Shehem Kingdom Shamasanko. So in other words, he said, why? Because they have you there in there. Loyal Kingdom. El Mashmir. We hire the Rauke. So they want Kingdom. So in other words, so they would throw them. So you want to say it. My Doresh, Uvadu Didashi, Kusim, Shemkin, and Sampov. So we see that the Kusim, they had a miscarriage. So they didn't bury the Kites, but they just threw it into any place. So they threw it into the place. My Doresh, Luisasi, Bulri Acho, Ashagomu, Shem, Binachosko, Kol Shem, Yishu Nachro, Yishu Bulf. So, what does it do with the Pasuk Nisasi Gvur Yacho? Umipnino Bisifri Bimeich Yakim Yavezi. So, Mimele, so you see that the Machlok is a shame in Pshat in the Gemara. So, in other words, the Gemara says, Kol Shei Yishli Nachlo Yishli Gvur. So, where is the Kerem? Kol Shei Yishli Nachlo, Eleifu is not a race. So Eligul means Eliche. So, in other words, so those with some Rishayim explain it, that this drosha by the Kusi was based upon the Aloha. Coincidentally, it was based upon the Aloha. And some Rishayim explain it, no, the Kusi does it that way, but it's not true. You see, anyway, so some of the poskim you'll see, they're trying to deduce from this Gemara and Sochim, that a Eitu doesn't require prayer because he was thrown into the bear. But that's not right, because throwing it into a bear, so can also be prayer if you fill it up with sand. Or like right now, at that moment, the sand was not thrown yet, the soldier was not thrown, but he could have had the intention of filling it up with soil. So merely from this Gemara there is no right.
Tufkin Otam was Hashem Tufshin Mem Beis, July 14th, 1980.
So did your rule. So the more I say, the more I decash your mice, which was from us. So from that rising, we can deduce that something is made in the Vada in probability, something upon the Vada is made in the Vada in Seah. So the more I say, it's not Vada in Seah. Because we do not know whether a Nefu fell and was dropped into the air. Maybe there was no Nefu. Why? It's not found by Yusaktum. Because it's possible that Ruach came. Alright. So people were Ruach and Shani. Vintena, Baha'i Dei, Hechecho, Ido Shusarabi. So the reason that's why it's mutter out there, in that case of the Shikoshi Shomazi Kiyako, because it's not Bada Yosak Tumi. So Sopi Kapor Bada is Meitzi, with his Sopi Tumi, his Sopi Tumi. So it's only because there is a Sopi Kapor Bada. We have a high grade of Ekon, Igor Shusarabi, Nadawahi Sopi Tumi Shusarabi, Sevitoi. So between Mishayochi and Sevitom. What does it mean, Mishayochi and Sevitom? It's not like he writes Mishayochi and Mikabi Shabbos. So, if Mikabi Tumeya, Mishayochi means it is a sin in the area of the Sophic. There are three individuals, three people. And Mishayochi means if there are only two people, less than three. One or two, less than three. Then it's Mishayochi. So let's see how it is by Seifa. By Seifa we have two people, and Allah is the Tosa Akosuk Sofi Adai. So in any Sofi Tume, if it's a Shayochi, only two people, so it's totally Bitterasvah. But if it's a Shayochi, three people or more, so it's Toy. So it's Toy of the Bitterasvah. So this is the Kashi. Here, the area, the scene of the Sophic Tomb is the bishop. Because Kinidehifu was dragged into the bear. So that's the earth, the scene of the Sophic. So the question is, where was the bear? Where the bear was, precious Rabbi? In other words, whether there were three people in the bear? So, either Shusarabi, if there were three people in the bay, after we say Yahasur, so why do we have to resort to the fact that something, there was an info, and even if there was an info, maybe it's Yahoo, now it's like sex making. So if there were three people in the bay, so one subject is all the time, we don't have to resort to the fact that they are two slaves. So, after we see Yahasuya, if the Shisayochi, if the Bayan, there were no three people, there were less than three people, two people, or no people altogether. So then, it's a Shisayochi, Mayu Shanti Shikil, made with Bayan, so this is assuming the Kashi, that the Pshat, So it's possible that who the general was saying. So it's story because of sex. One subject is making the miscarried fetus, so called miscarried fetus, that was back in the day was less than 20 days old, assuming that it was more than 20 days old, maybe the whole dog was beguiled. So it's a sex again. But one of Shahid is a vicious ayoki. So folks say Shahiyoch is the harvest. So even sex again is fake it on. So cases assume that the pshat in the Gemara is at the basis of sex. But Tanya Shahiyoch folks say Shahiyoch is the harvest. The Yeshua נדרי רסחו מעובר לרס המסוף איתורוגי ויקור את מבדי ותדע דעתי מבדי ולבני מה שמייצי זה הסופי סופייץ לסייץ ובקשת מלמורת of סופי קוי שופי and סופי דברו is not because of sveksveke has no application. So this is just the text that here, this guy says that the slaves were in the bay here, so in the bay they were three people. In the bay they were three people. So then the kashi is. So in slaves' story, the answer is here the body doesn't mean the price is not based upon slaves. Here is another aloha of something according to Vada is made see. Meaning something to me. That's more than Svekseke. Svekseke means two Svekes, but it doesn't mean that no probability. It's two Svekes, but it doesn't mean that no probability. So, it's the air. Svekseke, let's say, Pesach is right. So, there is Svekseke. Why is it Israel? In other words, one Svekseke is maybe it's way tachtor, and the other subject, it's way not tachtor, maybe babies. But it still doesn't mean that in all probability. So she was designed in such a way so that she shouldn't be necessarily. There is no subject at all. With the three stages, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, Svekseke, the Aluchi, Svekseke is mutan collateral. But in Sophic to me, which is a Yohi, it's awesome. Mashem came when it's a Sophic at all, the Vadai when it's in real probability. Because in no probability, if there is a Hope, the Hope is without it. That's more than Svekseke. So the Mele, if which is a Yohi, it will be done. That's a system. Then, so what is this experience at first? That the baby was a Mishnayochi. What does it mean the baby was a Mishnayochi? They were at least three people standing in the bay. Then Tehran says, we are he told me, now we have where I stay and all the Mishnayochi. The Rabbah was a Mishnayochi. Now, this day says it's based upon the premise, and there is a riot. There is a riot upon the Mishnayos and Taras. To death, Allah. Now, we say, saying, some people in Mishnayochi say it up. Some people in Mishnayochi say it up. So, Mishnayochi, some people in Mishnayochi say it up. Mishnayochi, some people in Mishnayochi say it up. What does it mean, Mishnayochi, three people? What does it mean, Mishnayochi, less than three people? So, what does it mean? Does it mean that Mamish in the scene, the area, the spot where the subject arose? So, there are three people or less than three people? Or there are three people who observe what happened. Suppose, let's say here on the street, so there is a special tumor lying here in the gutter in the street. And no one is in the street, it's deserted. No one is in the street, let's say it's night time, no one is standing there here on the street. So, and there is a kitashal tumor, and then three people stand here in this room, and the light is on, and they look, and they saw a kitashal tumor lying there on the street outside, and then they saw a dead chariot around, very close to the kitya. But they didn't see whether the chariot's mamish touched the kitya or didn't touch the kitya. They saw he was very, very close, but they couldn't see. They couldn't see whether he touched the kitya or he didn't touch the kitya. But three people who were standing here in this room, through the window. So they were able to see everything, but they couldn't see whether he touched the kitya or not. Now, but in the street itself, there are no three people. There is desert. So do we say that it doesn't mean of Sophie Mishisarabi, even though the three people were standing here in this building, in this room, not on the street. Or in order to be Mishisarabi, so then there must be three people in that spot, in that market. So this thesis is based upon the premise, the Arayas, from the Mishnayos and Taras, that this is so. That the fact that there are three people who observed the scene of Tumeh, of passing Tumeh, that doesn't make it into Mishisarabi. But only if the three people are standing in the scene of the Sophie. But the fact that they can see what is happening, that doesn't mean anything. That does not mean anything. So he says, in other words, there is not really come what he said before. That this bright self, my position, my security, has reference to the place where the Bayer was in Mishisayochit. In other words, in the Bayer, inside the Bayer, there weren't three people standing. Two people or no people standing. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Not three people. There weren't three people standing in the Bayer. But now, let's say, this is the Bayer. And the king was standing here. So in the Bayer, so there weren't three people standing, but the king was standing near the Bayer. So near the Bayer, there were three people standing. Why? So he says, because it will say that there weren't three people standing inside the Bayer. Nor on the side of the Bayer. So there weren't three people either. So why we say that on account of the fact of the likelihood of the probability that the Chumde was gay, and they say so far they reassume that this probability, that no probability in Chud and the Bardalus is in Galia, so it only means that the Chud and the Bardalus in no probability has the tendency to push away in it, not to do it out. To push it away, but not to do it out. Why does it push it away? I'm going to show you. It's not interested in doing it out. Why should it be interested in pushing it away? The answer is, you know, see, The whole day is very practical, and the whole day plans everything. So in other words, no probability. The whole day had a tendency to push away the people, so that it would have food. The whole day would have food for long times. So in other words, and right now she needs part of the fetus, and then later on, the next day, she needs the other portion of the fetus. So this is how things are assumed, that the probability is only that the chumre will be regarded, not that the chumre will be regarded and consume it and eat it out, just to be regarded. So the question is now, too, that in the Bayan itself, so the animals will be. But assuming that outside the Bayan, where the king is standing and looking into the Bayan, so the animal is free, people eat, so it has been from the Shayochi, it's subject to the Shayochi, it's making Tomei, it's making Tomei. So true that probability does not have a dean. Probability does not have a dean of Svexeki, it's more than Svexeki. So it's that the probability is made seeming that it's subject to me, even the Shayochi, even the Shayochi. Seems there is a possibility, in spite of the probability, that the chumre was there. So what if the chumre was there? Then the chumre is in the Bayan. So the chumre pushed it where? Behind the walls of the Bayan. So then it's very likely that the chumre pushed the fetus so that it is managed beneath the feet of the Kayan. The Kayan is standing. Came standing, and there is a walk, and there is no place after that. So it's a Tumoritsutso. Tumoritsutso. Tumoritsutso is because they look because we have this. So it penetrates through the compact ground. So anyway, so, but we don't know. But, so it's a Zophic. So it's a Zophic, and the Zophic relates to what kind of a scene, of an area, or it relates to the Zophic of a Mishnayochi, because in the Kashi the we assume that just as the Baal is a Mishnayochi, so the place, the spot where the king stands, is also a Mishnayochi. And so with the probability that the holder was regarded like this, so there is still a possibility that beneath the feet of the Kayan. So there is a fetus. So then it becomes something because Tumoritsutso is the Kazi Redes. So why does the Brisa say that it's Toya? And it's Toya? So the answer is, so that he says that while the Kayan itself was an Ishayoi, there were less than three people inside the bay, or no people inside the bay, but near the bay, so there were at least three people. Some melee, insofar as the subject to me, emanating from the possibility that the figures might be beneath the feet of the Kayan, so that's the subject to me, which is Rabbi. As far as the subject to me emanating from the possibility that the kid was lying with his hands or with his face on the whole day, so then it is subject to me versus Ayochi, but in regard to that subject, there is a probability that his mates in his own. It's all the way the Rabbi Akiri of Mishu Zerabi, the Rabbi of Mishu Ayochi, Nechri Yumot Oru Kineget Rabbi, So why is it? So couldn't we give it a sympathize that it's not a Tumoritsutso? In other words, there is a Pesach Pepach, there is a whole of the Pepach. So he says, the alcohol Kochleke the Chalei Pesach Pepach. The Ike, my new Grele, from Pesach Pepach, it may be Atume. In other words, we have to say, the Chute was, they pushed it behind the walls. So there must have been a little hole. But that hole from which to push it, if it was completely compact, So he couldn't get pushed. There was a little hole. But that little hole must have been less than the tepa, because in the hole, the opening, was the tepa. So of what the veil is the fact that the hole pushed it, but it's open. So the veil, so Yaakov of the veil is a tepa. He can mind well as very well as the tepa. That's what. Then he says, no. We don't have to say like the Rabbi Akim, which is Rabbi. In other words, we can say that not only the veil itself, the inside of the veil, was a Shayorish, but near the veil where the king, the spot where the king was standing, trying to look into the veil, was also a Shayorish. There were no three people standing there. The king was one person. Might have been another person with him, but not three people. So when they did, so in the melee, the suffering from Dilbert of the Ruhi, even if we assume that Dilbert, so there is still a suffering, maybe it was Mikra Mamesh to meet the feet of the Kayer, so it's because they love, the answer is the probability does not consist only in the Gil. In the Gil and the Achille, some melee. So we have this something according to Badai, that there is no Tumeh beneath the Gil. Even in the Hubei did push it beneath the people of the Gil, but it's Ignapole. Alright. The addition of the Ragnarok is a Yorin. The rule of who have a something. Have a soppy cover. Alright. Now, we left off with your body. Wait a minute. That's the time of the fifth line from the top. Wait a minute, Rav Nachman. This is the right say with the Rabbanon. Now let's see the right. This is the right say with the Rabbanon. What kind of the way you think it just this? The right say. די מוי פוטקו מיי ואפיל פוטקו חזמן ומצו סון סטייו דיי רביזמאני בו ויתם חצוי די לא פולקאר קיי אוי די נאבון דאצ מיי די פוטקו טיירו נאו סו די מוי האז א באיי ווען דער די דיקיי בישאס בס סו is the right say or is wrong? So in other words, according to Rashi, and according to Moshe Shemi, so it goes without saying that the Nishor in the Yema Peset is Mechuyebes to be with us. She is Mechuyebes to be with us in the Yema Peset. It's Mechuyebes. But the Shaili is she Mechuyebes to be with us? With the right say, or only the other. If we say best with the right say, then she is Mechuyebes to be Mideches with the right say. If we say best with the Rabbanon, so she is only Mechuyebes to make it Mideches with the Rabbanon. Now, what does it mean? If we say Mideches with the Rabbanon, then I understand what it means. Because with the Rabbanon, she is Mechuyebes. But if it's with the right say, what kind of mitzvah is there? There is no mitzvah. To be made tickets. What kind of a mitzvah is there? What kind of a mitzvah is there? We shall be able to be all right. So then we can say that the suffering. So in other words, it involves a mitzvah. It involves a mitzvah. But we are talking here about the needle. So what kind of a mitzvah now seems by Zobe, there is our head spirit. And what is spirit? Sira doesn't mean the chance to verbalize and say Hayim Yimrishim Zadikim, Hayim Yimshim Zadikim. So what does Sira mean? She has to make sure that she's clean. So in other words, how does she make sure that she's clean? First, so we got this obligation, we could say that there is a mitzvah. We could say, we'll discuss it when we learn in the Hilchas Yidin Shulchanot. But we got to read what kind of mitzvahs could there be? I mean, I'm thinking. So what does it mean? Vest is the raise. Rashi says, "Hodi kainu doin tike bishas vest is the raise." So it means, "Hodi kainu di boin tike bishas vest is the raise." Doesn't mean there is a chiyuv. She's not a chakas if she doesn't make a tike. not in Chesed Rabbi, it's good enough for the Jew, but it means vested rights in the bill, it's the rights. In other words, that only that we the rights, I mean the rights level. So when can we be divided, when can we take it for granted in the rights and say it's in Vada that she did not have this shouted down in the Lima Vesel, the Lima Sabese, if she made a ticket, by the way, if let's say in the Lima Sabese. Now, as I mentioned before, the Hamidah says that, I don't think that there is any shit to the counter. It's Murcha, by the way. When we say Vestas, there are Isa. So then the Awachim is that when we're an issue of being Vestas by law, only if before the Lima Sabese, to praise, let's say, so she put in a piece of cloth inside. And then she took it out at the Lima Sabese, and she saw there was no kesem on it. So then she didn't tell us why. But if she didn't put in a piece of cloth inside, but the Lima Sabese is on the 25th day. The 25th day passed by without making it decay. And then it's the 26th day, 27th day. She makes it decay now. And it's green. So she has saw the Bible. So she has saw the Bible. We derive that she has saw the Bible. Because we are Hedgehish. Maybe there was a discharge of God, undetected. And she doesn't know. So how is it that now on the 26th day? So she doesn't see any God? The answer is that she might have been a very minute. Minute reading. A very minute discharge of God. So it's subsided. But she's still carrying a needle. So she has to count Zion. So when we say that Vestas is the right say, it doesn't mean Vestas is the right say. There is a chiyu to make it become the right say. With Rabbanon, there are chiyu in the Rabbanon. We got to need it too. But with the right say, there are no chiyu of decay. But the decay means it's with the right say as a necessary source of evidence that in the Ina Sabese, she did not have any dishabata. That's what I said. So the Akimina is, if she didn't put in a piece of cloth before the Ina Sabese, and if she expects the Bese to be within the range of 1 hour, then the piece of cloth has to be inside the whole hour. If the range of the Ina Sabese, the possibility of having the dishabata down is 2 hours, and the piece of cloth has to be there for 2 hours, and if the range of doubt of having is 12 hours, so then the Hamasdar says so the piece of cloth has to be inside for 12 hours. If she didn't do that, and then the Ina Sabese passed by, even if she makes it decay, she finds it clean, she's a solid Bible with the Isaac until she counts 7 days as of the Ina Sabese. That's what the meaning is in the eyes. But the best is Ramon, so she becomes a Bible. It without the ticket. It without the ticket. But there is a real ticket of Halapas in Ramon. So the real ticket in Ramon, that is missing. In other words, she is a real antagonist of Ramon. If she doesn't do it, even if it will not affect her status of life, because they are so because at home will have her. But they're not lacking, let's say, a Zote has to make 2 tickets every day. Every day with IV. And she doesn't. As long as she makes 2 tickets, then she becomes a buyer. And the first day, the second day. But she prefers her career to make 2 tickets every day. So if she didn't, she hasn't available. But as far as the rights is concerned, it's not child to say it's a needs that the way. So when you say best is the rights, it means what the kind of the word of Dikem is as best as the Raisi. So I should explain what does it mean the Raisi? Which is the Raisi of the Dikem? She's not the Rida, she has no ability, she does not make any Dikem. But then she has all the Bible. She has to wait 7 days. The Yilmo is what got male, but the Yilmo has Maon and Motsoso. The Yilmo, she still has all the Bible. The Yilmo is Malibo, Vidam Chazoye, Vidofo Mekalki, Oye Rabonu, that's the word. the Leibot for the state. Now, I mentioned before, I mean, this, the Machlit, I mean, we went over the Machlit in the Rashi cases, that is falling down in the Bible. Rashi says, if we say, the Raisa, Allah, the Shinsina, the Marzikina law, the Tumas, the Marzikina law, the Tumas of it. The Marzikina law, the Tumas of it. The Tumas of it. So, and this is saying, it's a bad. It's a bad. So the Hasmim says, the Tikkun this says, that it's a bad, it means only the other it's a bad, I mean the rice is a bad, it's not the starter, I mean the rice, it's a, it should be, she is not the way of any Al-Koshe, we'll say it's a bad, she makes it, it can be destroyed. All right, so we can say, there is a possibility, it's a song, but the same rice, but this says it's a bad or a song. So as we say, it's in the same thing, in your day, I mean, it's, we have to say that the Hasmim. So it means we are probably considered this matter. According to Mandoma, Western the Raise. So we the Raise is something. And according to Rashi, we are probably also something. And according to Tate says, if we say Western the Raise, so she didn't make any decay. So even though she didn't decay on the next day, or many days after that, so she is. So in the right sense she is a subject or a soul, and in the Rabbon, the Chumra is considered like Vagabonds. Like Vagabonds. Alright. Dibu Bokha Pilatu, but has Mamu Soki Vidam Hazoni no Pilkaraku, the Rabbon will get the Chuo, the Wibot Koteo. So that's that part. Omaru, which Ram Nachman said, Om Ahumechad. Mishmegira, he shoshim shmodes, the diashas vest of the loipotko, the lipsay poaso, sheshes the vest of the sheshes of the yoso. Our vest is the raise. Now, what kind of raise it? But the dear Rav said, discussed the case where lipsay is roaso. Lipsay is roaso. So Rashi explained it. Lipsay poaso, the kirishin, shabot kaatsmo. La hazman mitzosot meyo. Chishes is the best of chishes is the yoso. Is man best of kingdom is the isha of yoso. Mitamun on tab is the best of meyo. So how does Rashi explain? Rav's member of chishes is the best of chishes is the yoso. In other words, suppose she had a ring. She has a basic kavua. She has the basic kavua, let's say, of the 25th day, of the 25th day. And the 25th day was Gia. The Lord was. The Lord bought her. The Lord bought her. She wasn't baby on the 25th day. On the 27th day, she was baby. When you say was, she didn't see. Whether she was baby and she saw a sense of the Vika or she just saw it, it doesn't make any difference. We said to us, so on the 27 days of the previous year, she did have a rear stop. So Chishesh is the best of Chishesh for you. So Rashi explained, Chishesh is the best of Chishesh for you. So in his man best of, Kate and Basley showed you also, Basley showed you also, in other words, he is this man best. Is prior to the Israel show also in the example I mentioned that the Beset was on the 25th and the Ria was on the 77th day. So Melee this man Beset is more than 24 hours prior to the Ria, because the 24 hours prior to the Ria he would still be on the 26th day as of the previous year, and because the Ria took place on the 27th. So the melee, the Zman Beso is 2 weeks less, Kingdom of the Yosef. 2 weeks less, it was the 25th day. In Zman Beso, Kingdom of Israel, Shulay also, so Nami, Tare is the best of Eilech. Even though the usual rule is that when a woman has a year's down, so Yam Tami of the Tare, she had to come up for Yahweh within the 24 hours prior. So on the basis of that, we should only be Mitamei on the Tavah Shehendo as of the 26th day, but not as of the 25th day. But since Shehar Pesach is the 25th day, even though the year was on the 57th day, so we are Mitamei Mafeyah on the Tavah Shehendo, not only the 24 hours prior, but 48 hours prior. Because as of the moment of the Veset, of the Veset, the Ulam is Manu. And then, that's the meaning of Chisheshes with Veset. And what's the meaning of Chisheshes with Yoso? Vim is Risha with Yoso. Kingdom with Vesto. The Vishwaso Mishas Vesta for Yoso with Israelis. And leave the Mishres, the 24 hours prior to the Rim. Fire to the ring is that is fire to the message. Fire to the message. In other words, the Riyah was the Riyah in the Israel also is came with us. In other words, the Riyah was on the 27th day, but the Beset was on the 26th day. The Beset was on the 26th day. And the so Meisley shall be also escape the Vesco. We shall also be just as fast as also Meisley's as the Lord was a real who made of Meisley's. So we see from Rashi that how does Rashi explain the expression in our memory of Chisheshes Leviyoso, that it means we are becoming Mafreya or the Tavah Shehendo 24 hours prior to the meeting. 24 hours prior to the meeting, even though the visit was subsequent to that moment. Was subsequent. This is how Rashi explained the meaning of Chisheshes Leviyoso, that we are Mitamei all the Tavah Shehendo within 24 hours prior to the Riyah. Prior to the Riyah. Let's say, if the Riyah was, let's say, on the 27th day at 1 p.m., so let's say it happened to be Wednesday. 1 p.m. Wednesday, then that was the 27th day, as of the previous year, so we are Mitamei all the Tavah Shehendo as of 1 p.m. Tuesday, the 26th day. 26th day. Even though the Beset was, let's say, at 5 p.m., was several hours later. So, we are still Mitamei the Tavah Shehendo within the hours prior to the Beset. This is how Rashi explains Chisheshes Leviyoso. Now in Tesis, you see, I mean, in this Tesis, Chisheshes Leviyoso, so there are two choices. One pshat in Tesis is the Chisheshes Leviyoso like Rashi, that it means that the Leviyoso on the Tavah Shehendo within 24 hours prior to the Riyah. The other pshat in Chisheshes Leviyoso, in Tesis, it doesn't mean that we are Mitamei Mafreya all the Tavah Shehendo within the 24 hours prior to the Riyah. Even the Tavah Shehendo, prior to the Ina Sabesa, famous Sabesa. But Chisheshes Leviyoso means that she has to start counting her cycle of Yehide and Mezide as of the Riyah. As of the Riyah. The Chum. Alright. So, but Rashi explains Chisheshes Leviyoso in the sentence that the Ramatami all the Tavah she handled within 24 hours prior to the Riyah. As Mimba Zabiyo in this race. Because some Kedaito, even though Rav's never mentioned the case, where but for wants of Neo, because I'm like, well, I mean, I'm but for wants of Neo, and it's just the best. We all know that Quaso, we should be able to name out of the Chisheshes Leviyoso. So this is how people assume that Rav says Neo, even in the case of what called Motto Neo, not only what called Motto Umotto Neo. But why does he mention what called Motto Neo to tell us Rishon Yoso? But as far as Rishon Yoso is concerned, so even in the case of what called Motto Neo, so it's also Rishon Yoso. So it's higher than the test of the rising. That's the first question. Then, we get down, how the nest is the rise, we get down the horicon, time the horas, holoi horas or in chenshishi. Not only holoi horas or in chenshishi will be also, but in chenshishi, even the best of, how the nest is the rabbon. So that two shakes, what Rashi does. Time the horas, the Hebrew teacher, the Shema, the Tos of Peo, the Pot Konam, the Mishas Festo, have a wish. Right. Now, the thesis. The Hishesh for Yosef, here's a Russian in this lesson. After that, the Hanoi is a basic wish, the Shema, the Zatai, the Shaito. So the answer is, the Shema, the Mishas Festo, the Peo, the Tamu, the Peo. So in other words, so in the first verse, takes the goodies with classic job. The Rishes for Yosso means we are coming to Matreya 24 hours prior of the reading. Or in the another job. The Ochemaire, the Indian Jephei, the Kutjel is on Yom. Now, if you look up in the up, the second question is that Cheshis for the Yosso only means doesn't mean that we are coming and pay all the cows, handling it in 24 hours, 5 minutes. But it means that you are not. That means that she has relations. That she doesn't know. In other words, she has to consider possible hours. What hour of the cycle that we need? Is of the VA, and another cycle of the medium is the A's of the message, because he doesn't know when the real really took place, and then the Rama mentions that she has to start counting the Hume. A's of the Alright. How the message writes, Hashim Soma, Hodino, Kakwa, Solashim, Riches, Krios, Rihashino, Kibubane, Roazon, Ismanabes, Rihoazi, So, two, the thing if we say best to the Rabbonon, so she's made on his manabes. Says, and that's a hidden. That if we say, that it's true, that even if we say that Vesta is in trouble, but if La has one Vesta, she finds herself male, so then she's male, Mafia, as of the Vesta. But what else? The Vesta was on the 25th, and she made the decay and found herself dominant on the 27th or 28th. So it's true, even according to Mandoma, that's the way he passed, best is the Rabbonon, she is still in Mafreya as of the 25th day, not only as of the 28th day when she made the decay, but as of the Ima Vesta, as of the 25th day. But if we say best is the Rabbonon, then she will only be made of Mafreya with the Avitadas, with the Humo, Koch. So it's a Humo and Rabbonon. So it's a Humo and Rabbonon. Mashiach came with other things. So if we say best is the Rabbonon, so not only don't ask the Hitchish, maybe she had the real Zaman Dima Besser and got lost, it was undetected. But even if, let's say, on the 28th day, she makes it, she can find herself unclean. So we say, in regard to Bible, in regard to everything. So, in regard to whom? Not the capitalists. So we say that she only had the readers down on the 28th day. We don't have to be Hitchish. According to Mandoma, best is Rabbonon. Maybe she had this done on the 25th day and it was undetected. Only regarding Tumis, regarding Taris, regarding the Taris she handled, the Tumis she handled. So we are talking about Freya as of the 25th day. But except for Taris, even with Rabbonon, we don't have to be Chesh. That's a Petrile. Because without cases, so then we could say, the true message of the Rabbonon. But with the Rabbonon, we certainly have to change. We could say that. We can be everything that maybe she had the years down on the 25th, but it was undetected. After all, according to Mashiach HaVest, the Raise, so with the Raise, we have to change. Maybe she was agreed on the Raise of the 25th. We got me everything. Not only we got me that. So she said, Madoma, best of the Rabbonon, so not with the Raises, but with the Rabbonon, we have to make it. So Teshu says, no. If we say best of the Raises, so that means that the only barrier with the Raise is a Dikin, and the Inas Avese. And if there is no Dikin, that's the only criterion of evidence that can establish that there was no real doubt. So in many ways, even if she finds herself there, so we say, maybe she had a real doubt when it was undetected. But she, we say, best of the Rabbonon. So then the Rabbanon is only that she is Mechuyabes. In other words, that she is Mechuyabes to make a Dikin. Otherwise, without a Dikin, she is Asura Levayah. She is Asura Levayah. But, suppose she didn't make a Dikin in the Sabbath. And she made a Dikin 2 days later, 3 days later, and she found herself in Mayo. We still don't have the Dikin. Rest. She had the place down that was undetected and in Israel. Why don't we have the Hajjish? Because we say, that's the Rabbanon. You see, that's the, in other words, there is such a divergence between the Svore of the Mandoma who says, that's the Rabbanon, and the Svore of the Mandoma who says, that's the Rabbanon. According to the Mandoma who says, that's the Rabbanon. So, even if she didn't make it, we can't be in my best. And she made it to 3 days later. David Sanders said he was on the 25th. She made it to the 28th and found herself terror. So she was in Midgar. As of the 25th. And she has to count 7 days. As of the 25th day, Midgar Eis, even though one, the BK, and the 28th, and showed that she's there. Why? Because according to Mandoma, blessed the right say. So the fact that she is not cognizant of any abortion does not establish anything. So it does not establish anything. So the neighbor sees here is Malibor. So the neighbor even though on the 28th day she found herself there. So the right say she is a subject. And she has to count 7 days. 7 days as of the 25th day. She has to count 7 days as of the 25th day. Mashiach came according to the Mandoma. Mashiach came according to the Mandoma and that this is the Rabbanon. So why doesn't he say that in the case where she found herself to hear on the 28th day that she is still a soul by less chain years now and it was unpacked? The answer is because according to that Mandoma, I would say there is a Chochet, there is an internet that she did not have an undetected Riyah. Because had she had an undetected Riyah, had she had the Riyah, it would have been detected. For Rabosh, the fact that she is not cognizant, so it indicates that she did not have. So, even if she finds on the 28th day, she makes it decay, she finds herself in Mayo, we still contact the Hajjish. Why not? Because we rely on the fact that she is not cognizant of any abortion. So, why do we say Mayo? We must say, yeah, that's only the Gabital as well. But it's a big Hajjish. Alright. Now, we give more effort. Ipa. Isha Shoshua Mesa, Ipia Shasves, but we won't call. We will say, God call. Omar Al, but for the Mortis of Mayo, is Mayo, Teo, Teo, which will Omar Al, but for the Mortis of Teo, Namek Mayo, if you share of his man in Bo. So, suppose a woman has a message, and he has a message, and she was not with decades, but we have to give him a message. Again, let's say, the Venus of Essay in 25th, she was not with decades, and the 28th day she was with decades. So Rav says, if on the 28th day when she went to Dekes, she found herself male or in stale. But if on the 28th day when she went to Dekes, she found herself male or in stale. She will go back. This is okay, but now it's okay. You play, she ate this money go. When you invest this commission, the mouse of the Raise, the mouse of the Rabbanon, in other words, Rav holds. Rav holds that it's Rabbanon. So the male is on the 28th day she's in the case and find herself Teo, so she's Teo, but not the Hezronity. And Shmuel holds that it's the Raise. So you're his mind more. We don't rely on the fact that she's not cognizant of any abortion. So, Omar Abzeh, and Kula, all the rest is the Raise. Come to what God's not is your best. Come to what God's not is your best. Now, so, that has to do with the Gemara. I asked to go over the Gemara that he pays. So the Tawakh is a Shion Vesel, Moshe Mishamo Shein, Shein in Saramashko, it sees Hashamo Shein to say, have a Vesel. So in other words, when does, in other words, so the Gemara says that even Rav says that Vesel is the Reis, even Rav can hold the Vesel is the Reis. So then the question of Rav says, Rav holds Vesel is the Reis, if Rav holds the Vesel is the Reis, and so why does he say, what call, what he saw, they all say, oh, why is it? The answer is, when Rav says, what called what is a table, is able to address the case where she has a vessel, let's say, on the 25th, at 1 p.m., at 1 p.m. sharp, and she put in a piece of cloth within a second of 1 p.m. sharp, and then she took it out, and it was within a split second. I mean, I don't know in terms of seconds how this is to be measured. So I mentioned, let's say a second. I mean that. This would be what it says. Moshe Mishamu Shrei Chei Sassamash. We Sarah Mashu. It says Hashamu Shrei Chei. So let's say it's a second. So suppose she has the vessel at 1 p.m. sharp on the 25th as of the previous day. And then she didn't put in a piece of cloth before 1 p.m. She put in a piece of cloth immediately after 1 p.m. Within a second. And she found it, she took it out, and she saw it was clean. No kesem on it. So the male, it's the barrier. Immediately say, that's the right. Now let's see the rush. It was put in a second after 1 p.m. So it has still changed. Maybe at 1 p.m. sharp, there was a minute drop in this shaft, a minute drop of down, and then fell on the carcass and it was lit by the carcass. It's undetected. We have to be changing for that. We have to be changing for that. That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. That Rav holds that Vestes is the Rabbono, and Shmuel holds Vestes is the Reis. The Marzova Vestes is the Reis, and Marzova Vestes is the Rabbono. Omer Rav Shem Zidkano Yesh, Rav Lezer Emer, Meyonido, Vered Yeshua Emer Tibodeish. Vered Yeshua Emer Tibodeish. Now let's see. Meyonido. Even the Avesta, the way what called, because so far Avesta is the right, say. So let's hold that Avesta is the right. And if in the Inas Avesta, they can kick it, so she's there. And it doesn't avail her. The fact that she makes beyond the Inas Avesta, she makes a kick and finds a kick. And what Yeshua says before the Ahavesto, even though Dennis Aves was on the 25th, now it's only the 26th or 27th, so it's before the Ahavesto, Mozosot Meyo is Meyo, Mishas Vesta. Tehei Oinsei Tehei Oinsei Tivon Niklach HaVesta Motzosot Meyo Ismeyo Mishas Meyo Mishas Vesta Tehei Oinsei. So we see the Trash Yisrael from Jesus. Jesus said, it's the Trish Jesus. Jesus said that if we say the first is Rabbon, so even if she's put Kolach HaVesta and find herself Meyo, she's not Meyo in Matreya, as a leader said. She's only Meyo in Kamuhawa. We're not Chemchis. But the argument is that she's the Lami Kamu Matreya, that's the Lami Tavis. So it's special for Abonis and Lami Tavis. Like in Tamil Israelis, Kolach Moshe in Tamil Israelis. That's this issue. But Rashi, she is not much better. Rashi says, Tibodi, Kolach HaVesta, what's also Meyo? Meyo Mishas Vesto. Why does Rashi say Meyo Mishas Vesto? The Rashi doesn't say me. Meyo Mishas Vesto. We got the Tavis. We got the Tomes. Who is? Why does Rashi say we got the Tavis? Meyo Mishas Vesto means we got everything. Meyo Mishas Vesto. So Rashi is saying that is that even if we say Vesto the Rabbono, but if she didn't make it, make it. I'm the Vesto. I'm the Yima Vesto. She made it, make it 2 days later. And she found herself Meyo. So then she's Meyo Matreya. She's Meyo Matreya. Meyo Mishal is Teo Isay. Teo Isay. Bahana Tanoye Kanatan. Tanya Rabbeya, you know, Meyo Nido. How many people are they? Oma Rabbaya, Banana Vitione, Vietnam. Rabbeya, you know, Meyo Isay Mark, and Meyo Shas Vesto. We will go to Teo. שחודו מסעולק את סדומי תאי דיגר חודו או מכחודו תמיו אל מבסטר אייס אל מבסטר אייס אבל אל תיומה תרבי המבסטר אייס ומאח ומאח מספחת ליסקי ובלשת או איך דם נכון ואי נחם את הנוי אין הון עליך ועצו כמו לספר זה מחלק סדומי מחלק את הלב, אנחנו באים לסוח סדר, זה מחלק את זה, אבל שבוע הוא מדבר, זה מראי, זה מראי, זה מראי, זה מראי, זה מראי, זה מראי, זה מחלק את זה, זה מחלק את זה, זה מראי. So, we more said now, we may have it a million number of people, maybe the power of the lady are also playing on the day, the time, for when you don't have a smart one, you see, you know, you also play off, people are not showing up in the air, for when you don't have a smart one, you see, you know, אפילו בסך ימי דוסו, כי אם יום של לימוד לא נראית, דהיימא, so what do you mean בסך ימי דוסו? I mean, you always have to take notice of the two possible meanings of ימי דוסו. Sometimes you know you use the expression ימי דוסו, actually use. But here it doesn't mean actually use, because it would make sense. There, if she's already in Yidosu, what do you mean Meyo? She's already in Yidosu, she's already there. But it means, you know who in Yidosu. So he says, Abu Sikhin Yosef Ulam Yom Shemi Yudovitz. The Ayu Shasin also, Uy Shas Vesto. So he stay on. Vitalino, Mako Shemizim, okay, now isn't that, doesn't that imply it? It's rightly finished. In other words, so Abshin Kamilo says, Horeye Gamach Mas Mako. If a woman has a Mako, has an ulcer inside. And then, a green ulcer inside. And then she says she has a cloak. She has a cloak. Even though it's on the day, as she inaugurates, Daniel Shasinoso is Shasinoso. What is Hashemi Shasinoso? Shasinoso has reference to a woman who has no vessel. So what is it also the third meaning? And Shasinoso has reference to a woman who has a vessel. So let's say what, whenever she has her period. So, Shinra Mino says, if a woman knows she has an ulcer, she has a mako inside, and then she has a flow, even if the flow took place on the day when she expects the period, so she's there. I mean, how can you say such a thing? How can you say such a thing? So, in other words, if a woman has a mako, so she's never assaulted by it. Because she has a mako. I mean, that is inconceivable. It's inconceivable. So what does Jesus say? So Jesus says, So let's say I'm simply speaking. Even the question on the Rebbe here, in which of us have chesed with us? My love welcome you. The mouth of us, the right, the mouth of us, Rabbi. Right, so. So according to what the mother wanted to say, so it should not only according to what the mother wanted to say, because Rabbi Yehuda brought it, because he says the Machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Ben Yehuda is not under question. But no, the mother does not rebut that halacha that the Machshu mentioned, that if we say Vesper the Rabbanon, so then according to Rebbe, even if she has a flow in the Imma Vesper, so she's still in Makosa. So how can we say such a thing? So let's see what Jesus says. The mouse of a Vesper the Rabbanon, Mira di Lachti Imma Geshes, She go down Zen in Amako, but to walk in Imma Vesper to invest in the Reis Rational, She go down in Amokia Vata. Aber in Imma Geshes, Ako, die Mehlo Nikola Aronne, die muss man besser tun. Aber ich habe die Mehlo mit dem Lino, weil die Kinder machen auch eine Wesse. So that's what Jesus is saying. So that Jesus explains, this is the more, when the more is saying, this is the idea, that the Kono Pando ma Wesse der Adonai. So then, if the woman has a Mako inside, so if she has a flow, even in the inner Sadesse, So we are clearly attributed to the macro, which is not a sort of viral. So that Krebe has reference. So that has reference to the case. This Gemara has reference to the case where the woman feels that this flow emanates from the old side. Not from menstruation, but from the old side. She feels, she knows. So if we say best in the Rabbanon, she will tell us about it. And Rabbi Gamliel says no. And Rebbe says, in the age of Chesed Chesed with Esther, because Rebbe holds the company in Haman and Nimor, the best in the eyes. So even though she's Makeshes, that it originates in the Osir, inside, so Yachinshish, as Rashi explains, Yachinshish, maybe two she's Makeshes, and we don't contest her senses. But maybe since it's her period, it's the day of her period, maybe there is a mixture together with the substantial, with the bulk of the dam emanating from the altar, there might be a few drops of dam emanating from the menstruation. We have to change it. Mashiach, if she doesn't, Mahesh, she doesn't feel that it emanates from the altar. Then, even according to Mandoma, that this is the Rabbanon, of course she has a Bible, and that seems to be such a proportion. How did anyone say the counter? However, there are four in tradition. And that's on the floor, not on our Gemara, that's on the floor. In the Gemara, in the Shomak of Tilly in Makosov. So the Kedusha Rajpo says that if we say Vestas, there are one on. So then the halacha is, if a woman has an ulcer, has a makor. So, and she has a flow, even if she is not Makeshes, definitely that this emanates from the ulcer, she is still telling the makor. So how is it? So then the question arises in the Rajpo. Now we pass the rest of the Abonim, so if a woman has a macro, so he has an ulcer, so she's always returned to Bible. She's always returned to Bible, so always be tailored. So the answer is, of course, the Rajpo is good. She's very good. But the Rajpo she is, in other words, the reason is why, and calling it Mandoma best of the Abonim. So even if she's not Bakesh's determinants, so she's still. We tell us the Bible, or if we say that's the Rabbanon, because the Rajpo is reference to the case where she is not Makeshes that the enemies of those. But she doesn't have the abortion of the menstrual flow, you see, because many times in each child, a menstrual flow is accompanied, is coupled with a certain abortion, but not the abortion. In other words, in the eyes, she only becomes stable if it is coupled with Akosha, what kind of Akosha? So the Rambam mentions one of her sheep. This does all her. Now she feels that her whole, she feels a shock, and a trembling in the whole. That's one of her sheep. That's the Rambam. The Rambam mentions. The Rambam mentions another of her sheep. Niftach Mikhev. The middle of the is the Chadosh of Third Akash. But most possibly Machinim, and the middle says, if she feels that there is double soul inside, but most possibly Machinim, and the middle, but she mentioned only two Akashes, either the Akash of his Dazon Goel or the Akash of Yiftach Mikhev. So, there is no doubt that the Rashba will be made. Even according to the Yom HaPesach, the Rabbanon, if a woman who has an ulcer inside and she'll have a menstrual flow and she will feel the Hagoshe of Mizdashah of Hell, or she will feel the Hagoshe of Niftach Mikhev, of course she does all the Bible. Of course, it will be more than Zacharias if she will be with the husband. But the code of the things, even if she doesn't have the Agoshe of Mizdazo Ligoreo, or the Agoshe of Niftach Mikhev. So, if the Korban Noma Vestit Rabbanon, she has no Agoshe whatsoever, no Agoshe. So, she is still a soul by in the Korban Noma Vestit Rabbanon. And when does the Gemara say that the Korban Rebbe, she's metabolized? Thereby, because he owns Vestit Rabbanon, it means if she, it's not that she has no Agoshe. She has Agoshe, but not the Agoshe of Mizdazavarel, not the Agoshe of Mizdazavarel. She is Mamish, that it emanates from the altar. She knows. She knows she has a certain feeling, a certain sensation. Whenever done, when the altar starts breathing, so she has a peculiar sensation. So in that case, a Korban Noma Vestit Rabbanon. But if she has no Agoshe whatsoever, no Agoshe, she sees that there is a flaw. She has no Agoshe. Not the Agoshe, neither the Agoshe of Mita Zavarel, neither the Agoshe of Mita Mugiro, neither any Agoshe whatsoever. So then, she's a sure if I call you by you, if I call my Noma Vestit Rabbanon. So at that point, the Rashbo is silent. So maybe it's not so difficult. It is because the Bible is slightly Chiddush. The Shem is Rashba. Most of the Shem is Achilik and the Rashba. They agree with Genesis. But it's not so difficult to understand it. In other words, because that's what she is, in as much as it's not complicated. The Agoshe of Mizdazo of Rehu and the Agoshe of Niftach Mikhev. So in Melee, she can be tailoring the match. Because usually, if there is a menstrual flow, so it's coupled with the Agoshe, either the Agoshe of Mizdazo Goreo, or the Agoshe of Niftach Mikhev. Alright, so the Moras Omer Abir, what is the Omer Vestit Rabbanon? The Omer Abir, what can be given to me to me to me? If she can be so, but he shall take from me down to me, because they are like Moshe. Now, what the Rebbe, he has his Vestit, he shall have it for him. He has his Vestit, Mokia, Mikhev Mitoia. Between Amshin Amriel and Rebbe is on the question as to whether Mokia is a down that is caused a Derach Mokia is dominant or not, or dominant. In other words, so the Bible, she's not a sword, but in two men, the time. So there is the Shite of Amshin Amriel is. The Shite of Rav Shimon Gamliel is that Mokeir is. So, now let's see Rashi. We can tell the Chodam Abu Derash, but we can read our Abatum, we can read the Mashiach, we know the Tavis Meir, or the Rebbe, or God, or God. Welcome. In the Israel, let's go to the Abatum, we can read the rest of the Shes of the rest, we can read the Tavis Meir, or the Rebbe, or the Rebbe, or the Shes of the Tavis Meir, we should read the Shubay Notum, because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Mokeir came to me. Not less of a Bible, but it's something. But, and Rebbe holds that Mokir is in King Tomek. In King Tomek. Now, so that's about it. All right, so tomorrow, the other one.
July 15th, 1982, Kaf downtown, Shashank Tavshin Memphis.
Now the issue is that Pidalov says, half of this young guy is shy to speak on me in the decades, who's in a needle. So, in other words, with the issue deals with the woman who is about the class, the talents. So she has to be the decades, just with the hours, in order to reduce the contamination of the powers that she handles the minute. So, put in a needle, because there is no enough to meet it. She cannot handle Paris anyway, she's male. But she has a Dantea, so of what purpose is it to see? Even if she sees Dam, she will not become male. So there is no enough to meet it. In Shamesh's baby, in other words, so she has to, before Tashmish, and Isha, Super Guitarist, so before Tashmish, so after Tashmish, she has to make it Pike, maybe she was on Amachmas Tashmish, and also before Tashmish, put Michel Saldantea, again, with Sura, she can know it. Who combines the Holy Decades? Shachitz and Ashmoshes. In Ashmoshes means just before the Ashmoshes. Who shows she learns the Shabbos days. So, in other words, before Tashmish, actually, if she is a Sukkotaris, she has to make it. Alright, now we know that that you know it on the place. So, you know, combine she's Omar Abdullah after the 2 hours. It's the second 2 hours. The third to that, okay. Omar Abdullah Mashmur, a boy shone on the Taras. I'm the pile of the Taras. Chite Shachis now. I mean, what kind of a Hiddish is it? It says, Pamay, Shachis Vyavis. And it's also in Shamish Nitosin Yeh. So obviously, when the Mishnah says, Pamay, it has reference to a woman with a suit of Taras, not with Abibayim. Eloid Marasepi, who be sure she bears the Shamish's weight, so they want to think that is reference in the Bible. In other words, a woman is not allowed to Shamish Mitoso unless she makes a ticket to make sure that she didn't see any doubt. So, be sure she does not make so far of the Mashmuel. Why should all be shas to the Taras? Immediately by a tickle in Taras, by an amitical in Bible. After in Asuka with Taras, we buy a ticket. All right. Roshan or the Tashanga with Beckers out of the very beginning. She the Shachis now. The Tarasu, the Misham Shinito the A. Meet the five teacher, the Taras. Meet the five Taras like a Tashmi, Shemawa, so like a Tashmi, Mahastashmi, by a particular violent, the Tashmi. My Tamashmi on King Yone. Even that is mentioned in the Mishnah explicitly. Call a Roshan, the Rebbe Stalin, the Ballet. He must be sincere by the Teret. He must be sincere if we just. If Shmuel didn't tell us this, the insiders say that as far as Mishnah is concerned, Kolano Shemuel Tal of Alaya, Hanu Mila Mishashish Lobeset, Abu Mishashayim Lobeset, Balik Dig. So, Hadamin Hanu Mila Mishashish Lobeset. What is it mean, Shoshayish Lobese? Avoni Shoshayish Lobese. So it's by a dig. So, before Tashmish. Go Maskisi, Shoshayish Lobese, Askimo. Askimo? So the Gemara says, Maskisi, Shoshayish Lobese, Beyway Lobese. What a Mashmo? The Apple God, the Age of Essence, immediately by a particular talent, by a particular power. Now let's see the Rashi. Phenomenon of the Maslisi, Because it's not about laying. We must miss the tone of the alcohol, cohoch, and the other must miss. Doch, and as the Paris, for a machine as the Paris. We must miss the hoche. Bin ich verbessert, das ist eine Diktone, war auch die Schöne und die Scheito, wo war da ich mich verbessert, weil nur meine Schuhe und Goma, aber weil nur die Teres, aber ich weiß nicht, komm mal, so, was ist, bin ich nur jetzt, bin ich verbessert, bin ich verbessert, die Kinder, weil ich verbessert, weil ich die Kosch, bin ich verbessert, war kommen, komm mal Schuhe, aber weil nur die Teres, wo da ich, was ist, bin ich verbessert, wo komm mal Schuhe, der aber da bin ich verbessert, nicht in der Beine, die Kinder, die weil er mit Dike mit Bayern. So dann wollen wir zu was die Gemorre sagen. Die Gemorre sagen, in effect, that a woman who is not a Sukkotaris never requires a Dike. Mit Bayern. Let's say, Ismaze, when Moshe, when there are no Taris. So she doesn't require a Dike mit Bayern, even though she has no best. She has no best. But here she is. So, the Chiddush is, by Shmuel, the other God, the age of Esther. So then, we should say, even if she's a Sukkotaris, so before Tashmi, she shouldn't require a decay, because after all, if her Esther is on the 25th day, and now it's the 24th day, so even if she's a Sukkotaris, even if she's about Taras, so she shouldn't require a Dike before Tashmish. So I would say that. So Gomash no, you have a Yeshua Besset, and now it's before the Yema Besset. But since she's a Super Taras, needed by a Dike Le Taras, by a Dike Le Bayo. But, so the Gomorrah said, get a Kashi, Rom Meshmur Chodesine, even that thing, is already mentioned, Omar Abzei, Omar Abba Bariyomye, Omar Shmuel, Isho Shein Vobese, Isho Shein Vobese, Asura Mishame, is Ajitim Veik, Veyokine, Veyasuka Bitares, Veyasuka Bitares, so, in other words, so, Shmuel already let us know that even a woman, who has no person. So the Bible, she's with Teres Mishamish without making it decay. So the Gemara says, Chode Michal Chavatim. Now Rashi doesn't say anything. What does it mean, Chode Michal Chavatim? So for Rashmur, Chode Zimne. Chode Zimne, the Achimayim of Besset, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, why does Shmuel have to mention this memory twice that a Misha or Sheim or Besel Libailo is Muteres without a decay? So the Gemara says no. Shmuel didn't say the memory twice. He said it once. But Chodim Michal Chavato Yitma. In other words, the one memory that is mentioned, the name of Shmuel, is deduced from the other man. Now, Rashi doesn't say which one is deduced, and which one did Shmuel explicitly say. Rashi doesn't say anything. But the Rashbam, so the Atukshon, the Rashbam says, Kirash Rashbam, Havri Hochi Mutma, Michal Ahido Kamon. So according to Rashbam, So according to the Rashbam, have the Hoche is the use of the Halahide, the Kalakamon, the Mire, the Bahidu Pirish, where the Iron Basuka retires, and the Hoka died, the Fiokim, the Mafi, the Rabiyam, the Barabo, the Rabzine, the Ishma Basin, the Tavis, by a Dike, with Bayo, with Bayo Dike, and the Basin, the Bayo, and the Bayo Dike, Shmami, the Kosova, Shmuel, from the Bayo, the Bayo Dike, the Kahiro, the Forage, the Yitma, the Chlau, the Havi Hoka. Or so in other words, when the Shum, the Rabbi, 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 Rabbi, the 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 takes the memory that he prays of his. One memory is Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, the other memory that you dialed for the days, and the other memory is Rav Avraham Yehoni in the name of Shmuel. That's that he prays of his. So according to Rashbam, the Shmuel really said that memory. He said that the memory that Shmuel really said is the memory that Rabbi Abayir said in the name of Shmuel. That's the real memory of Shmuel, and that he brings some things. And Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing in the name of Shmuel, that was deduced by implication. But Tense says no, just the other way. In other words, Tense says that the memory by Shmuel was really said by Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. The real memory of by Shmuel was said. That's the memory that Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel. And then Rabbi Galilomir just deduced it. Kabzeirish. In the name of Rabbi Galilomir, in the name of Shmuel, that is by deduction. Alright, so it doesn't make any difference. But Shmuel says that only by your mitzvah, teacher, it's like a PK, even a woman who has no vessel. Alright. So, it seems to be such a double portion from the Pashkas Moshe Nagmor that Yisman Azeh and Nisha, who is not a super retirees, so then does not require a TK even though she has no message. It seems to be so simple from this Gemara, but it's not so simple. Why? Because of the Gemara at the end of the first page, so then there is the Atuk Shot in Rashi. One pshat by Rashi and the other pshat that Rashi rejects, which is the pshat of the Rav. So according to Rashi and Tisves and the Raivet, so it's a double portion that a woman who has no vessel, so even a woman who has no vessel does not require any teaching. We buy a double portion. However, according to Rav's pshat, so that there is a machlekes. Three machlekes. The machlekes man the masneho, the masneho. So there is a machlekes. But if we say there is a machlekes, we can still pass that you violate the Torah decay. However, there are many Rishayim who pass that you violate the Torah decay. It's all those Rishayim who explain the Gemara man the masneho, like the Rach. So, and they passed like that from Doma. So the Mele, and that is the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Ramo. However, the Shach is Machriya, like the Shita of most Meshavim, that a woman who has no, even a woman who has no vessel, so if she's not a super retirees, is a Mutzlichot. Alright. Now, Tanya Namo, Bamed Roma Mumin Mitares, Abomin Baila Mitares, Babet Roma Mumin Shiki Chomechaskas Teiro. Alright. So but it's important to know that it's not such a double portion. Even though according to Rashi says it is such a double portion that a woman who is not a super retiree, even though she has no vessel, so is the Bible and it's Lichab Dike, but there are the Shaykhs who pass in the country. Not just the Shaykhs. Yeah, I mean, there's the Pesach and the Mechaber and the Ramor. And of course, there's the Shaykhs and Ramba. So, that even the Bible, so a woman who has no vessel, so is Tzrichot Dika with Mekashish. She Yasur Nishamash. That's the Shiva Zarama. That a woman who has no vessel in the Bible is Yasur Nishamash without making without making it easy. Now that's about a woman who has no vessel. What about a woman who has a vessel? Then of course in a contrast child. So she doesn't require any decay. She doesn't require any decay with the tashmish and not lacha tashmish. However, the Rambam is such a machmi. Here, the Rambam is the only one who is machmi. The Rambam shita is not only that a woman who has no vessel, so is asura mishamish, is asura mishamish, achetivich, achetivich. And that shita is, so the Rambam is not yochi. Because the Shita Sarah, that's according to many Rishayim, is the Shita Sarim, is the Shita Sarim, alright, but he's not Yochid. But the Rambam is in Momach. The Rambam Shita is that even a woman who has a vessel for Ruah, so then all Rishayim say, if she has a vessel for Ruah, she'll only be in as a vessel. So then, she's allowed to be shamish without making any decay, keep tashmish, nor does she have to make it decay lacha tashmish. This is the Shita of the Shita, except the Rambam.